Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. Thank you for all you've done for us, Lord. Thank you that in this country we can still come together and praise, worship, and glorify you. The Lord's Prayer. They asked Jesus how to pray. This is what he said. We're going to focus today on the Lord's Prayer as we get ready to prepare for the challenging times ahead. Yes, you'll hear me say that a lot, because that's what our goal is, to prepare for the challenging times ahead. And what a better way than to ask and study the way Jesus taught us to pray. Now, last week, Pastora Karen taught about the analysis of the Lord's Prayer, our model prayer, as Jesus showed us in his example, how he wants us to pray. Tonight, we're going to implement what we learned. Many ABCers who've been praying the Lord's Prayer with the ABC perspective have been very blessed by it in a more intimate way with our Heavenly Father, Abba Dadley. Now, look at the Lord's Prayer from three different perspectives. The first perspective is that this expanded Lord's Prayer takes about an hour to pray, so we consider an hour of power, and it's recommended you pray it on a regular basis. The second perspective is using Andrew Murray's book that asks the question in our ABC school for years, the same answer: how do you know when you've prayed correctly? The answer to that question is when your prayers have been answered, then you know you prayed your prayers correctly. Simple answer, but very profound. So the structure of the Lord's Prayer, instead of a separate points of prayer, pray it as one continuous flowing from one verse to the next verse. This will be more beneficial. The new ABC way of taking the prayer divided into two parts. And as you'll see, the prayer naturally falls into two divisions, which are very, very important, directing not just the Lord's Prayer, but every single prayer, how we interact with the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of darkness, and this world around us. Now, we're going to use the outline provided last week, which is still up on the website. Let's start by confessing our known sins or dealing with unaware sins. Those of you who have known sins, please CRRB. The rest of you, please repeat with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1, 9. Amen. Now, we will be making a copy of this prayer version of the Lord's Prayer as an hour of power. It'll be available to you on the website, hopefully by next week. Now, tonight's going to be different. You may notice we had a little shorter praise and worship today. We're going to go right into prayer. I want you to repeat these prayers after me as we follow the outline. Okay? So repeat after me, please. Matthew 26, verse 41. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 26, 41, and Luke 21, 36, I will watch and pray, lest to prevent that, I am challenged to enter into temptation, for my spirit indeed is willing, but my flesh may be challenged to be weak. In addition, I pray that our church, our families, and I may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. In the name of Jesus, according to Luke 10:19, nothing of the enemy shall by any means hurt me. Our church, members, nor our families. In the name of Jesus. According to Isaiah 54:17. That no weapon formed against ABC church members, our families, or me, shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against us in judgment, God shall condemn, for this is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is from God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
According to Psalms 91:10.
According to Psalms 91:10.
No evil
shall befall me.
ABC Church, members, or my family.
In the name of Jesus.
According to Matthew 18:18. Whatever I bind on earth
will be bound in heaven.
Whatever I loose on earth
will be loosed in heaven.
In the name of Jesus. According to Matthew 9:29. According to my faith, be it done unto me. Now, don't repeat this part. We did number one before we started praying, which is what you should normally do. So now we're going to go to number two, Thanksgiving. Now repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Psalms 100, verse 4, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. I am thankful to you. I bless your name. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Philippians 4:6, I will be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, I let my request be made known to God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalms 95:2, we come before your presence with thanksgiving, and we shout joyfully to you with psalms. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalms 95, verses 6, 7, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For you are our God, and we are the people of your pasture and the sheep of your hand. Okay, now, we're putting some verses up on there, the longer ones, so you can kind of read along. They're going to go up in the King James Version, because that's what we have here. Now, I have a challenge reading the King James, so I'm going to be reading to you in the new King James, but I think you can get the idea, okay? So we're going to start with Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Becoming the throne of grace, Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. You can get that on your Bibles if you want to, or on your iPads, or whatever you use. Okay. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
And forgive us
our debts
as we forgive
our debtors.
And lead us not
into temptation,
but deliver us
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom
and the power
and the glory
forever.
Amen.
Yeah, repeat after me again.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Genesis 1:1,
I praise you
because you are
the creator
of heaven and earth.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Isaiah 64:8,
I recognize
that you are the potter,
and I am the clay.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Genesis 17:1,
I declare
that you are the El Shaddai,
the more sufficient
for me,
ABC Church members,
and our families.
In the name of Jesus,
according to Psalms 100, verse 5,
I affirm
that the Lord is good,
and His mercy endures
forever for me,
ABC Church,
members, and our families.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Habakkuk
3, verse 19.
Now, this is going to be the Amplified Classic.
You,
Lord God,
are my strength,
my personal bravery,
and my invincible army.
You make my feet
like hinds feet,
and you will make me
to walk,
not stand,
still in terror,
but to walk
and make spiritual progress
upon my high places
of challenges of trouble,
suffering,
or responsibility
for me,
ABC Church members,
and our families.
In the name of Jesus,
I affirm
that you are
Jehovah Jireh,
the Lord,
my provider.
Okay, now, this is a duplicate. We're going to pray it together with another application. So repeat after me, please.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Matthew 18:18,
whatever I bind on earth,
will be bound in heaven.
And whatever I loose on earth
will be loosed in heaven.
So in the name of Jesus,
I use my God-given authority
delegated by Jesus
to bind up Satan,
demons, devils, and evil spirits,
and command you
to stop
harassing me,
ABC Church members,
and our families.
In the name of Jesus,
I loose the angels of God
and the powers of heaven
to minister on our behalf
and hasten to perform
God's word quickly,
which we have prayed.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Mark 16, verse 17,
I thank you, Lord,
that these signs
will follow me,
because I believe
that I thank you,
and I have been given
godly authority
to cast out demons
and I speak with new tongues.
And we're putting another verse up on the screen. This will be Ephesians 1, 17 through 23.
Ephesians 1, 17 through 23.
Here, repeat after me, please.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus, according to Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, that you are the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, and you give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of my understanding is enlightened, that I will know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe according to the workings of your mighty power, which you worked in Christ when you raised Him from the dead and seated Him at your right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you put all things under your feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. And I pray this for me, ABC church members and our families. Amen. To repeat after me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Acts 16:31, I call on you, Lord, and me and my household are saved. You know, we're going to Romans 12, 1 through 2. Romans 12, 1 through 2. Repeat after me again, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Romans 12, 1, verse 2, by the mercies of God, I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. And I will not be conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And I pray this for me, ABC church members, and our families. Okay. Now we go to Colossians 1, verses 9 through 7. Please keep praying with us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Colossians 1, verses 9 through 11, for this reason, I also, since the day I heard it, I do not cease to pray for others, and I ask that I will be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I will talk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing
in the knowledge of God.
Strengthened
with all might,
according to your glorious power,
for all patience
and long suffering
with joy.
I pray this for me,
ABC church members,
and our families.
Amen.
Now, this is a fairly famous verse around here. We're going to go to Mark 11, verses 22 through 26.
Now, this one we've personalized. I want you to know that. This is Mark 11, verses 22 through 26.
So repeat after me, please.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Mark 11,
verses 22 to 26,
I have faith in you, God.
I say to this mountain of challenges,
be removed
and be cast into the sea.
And I do not doubt
in my heart,
but I believe
that those things I say
will be done.
I will have
whatever I say.
Therefore,
whatever things I ask,
when I pray,
I believe that
I receive them,
and I will have them.
And whenever I stand praying,
if I have anything
against anyone,
I forgive that person
or people.
Now
that my Father in heaven
may also forgive me
my trespasses.
But if I do not forgive,
neither will my Father in heaven
forgive my trespasses.
So, Lord,
I choose to be a loving,
forgiving person,
and I release
all the hurtful memories,
as well as to complete
that act of forgiveness.
Amen.
Okay, repeat after me, please.
Heavenly Father,
I am sorry
that I sinned.
In the name of Jesus,
please cleanse me
from all unrighteousness
and help me not
do that sin
or sins again.
Amen.
Heavenly Father,
I thank you
that you've forgiven
all of my sins,
past,
present,
and future.
In the name of Jesus,
please cleanse me
from all unrighteousness
and help me
not do those sins again.
Amen.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
according to Matthew 5:44,
I love,
I bless those who curse me,
I do good
to those who hate me,
and I pray
for those who spitefully use me
and persecute me,
and I pray this for me,
ABC Church
members
and our families.
Amen.
Now, if you're still struggling with unforgiveness, I want you to picture the person in your mind,
and you'll sing to that person.
And this is what you sing.
I'm going to sing through one time so you can hear the tone, and you can follow me.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
So whenever you're in forgiveness for anybody, if you sing that verse, amazing things will happen to help that hurt and pain come out of you.
Okay? All right, so now we're going to a verse. Put up on the screen. It's going to be Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. According to Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I bow my knees to you, my Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that you grant me, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might through your Spirit in my inner man, that Christ dwells in my heart through faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, am able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I am filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to your power that works in me. To you be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And I pray this for me, ABC church members, and our families. Amen. Okay, now we're going to go to Psalm 23. Praise the Lord Jesus. Psalm 23. Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 23. I pray for myself, my family, friends and loved ones, that daily the Lord is our shepherd to feed, guide, and shield us. We shall not lack. He makes us lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads us beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores our life. He leads us in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and standing with him. Not for my earning it, but for his namesake. Yes, though we walk through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod to protect us, and your staff to guide us. They comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our brimming cup runs over. Surely only goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow us all the days of our life and through the length of our lives. I'm sorry, through the length of our days. The Lord, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be our dwelling place. Okay, now we're going to Psalm 91. Psalm 91, these protection prayers are very important, especially going through these challenging times ahead. Okay. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for myself and for my family, friends and loved ones, that daily we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God,
in you we trust.
Surely you deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You cover us with your feathers and under your wings we take refuge. Your truth is our shield and buckler. We are not afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look. Only a spectator shall we ourselves be inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High and see the reward or punishment of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. No evil shall befall us, nor any plague come near our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us, to accompany, defend, and preserve us in all our ways, in obedience and service, to protect us in their hands. They bear us up, lest to prevent that we dash our foot against a stone or stumble. We tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and serpent. We trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you, Lord. Therefore, you, God, deliver us. You set us on high, and you will put us up so high that we cannot be captured by the enemy. Because we know your name, our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have a personal knowledge of your mercy, love, and kindness. We trust and rely on you, knowing you will never forsake us. We call upon you, Heavenly Father. You answer us. You, Holy Spirit, are always with us in trouble. You, Lord Jesus, deliver us, honor and promote us with long life. You, God, satisfy us and show us your salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we honor your Lord's prayer, we honor the words that you spoke, Jesus. We try to encompass them all together to bless everybody in Jesus' name. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. I encourage you, as you get copies of this, to incorporate this into your daily program, at least weekly. Do a serious prayer time, being blessed, and letting the Lord lead you and guide you in everything you do, preparing for the coming challenges. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Great. Well, tonight's service is a little bit different. More about us praying together as a team and unity than about a preaching or teaching. But as those prayers went forth, every member here And every family member was blessed because we as a team, as a corporate anointing, put those prayers out. I believe those prayers will do their work. I believe those prayers will start to show people to respect and come to you because you've prayed for them in this corporate anointing. They may not know why or how, but they know that their lives are starting to get better. And somehow the Holy Spirit will reach upon them and tell us because of your prayers. And we just believe that more people come to Christ because of what you did here tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so everybody can do a USP, please. We'll get ready for communion. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1, 9. Okay, let's get our communions ready, please. With his body. And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus, we thank you for all you've done for us, continue to do for us, and do for us in the future. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done. We take this body now in remembrance of you. In the same manner, Jesus took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he's come." Lord, we thank you now for your blood that you so graciously gave for us. We take this now, and we've been healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name.